Sometimes when you hear a story or you go through the Torah specifically, you might ask yourself, what would I do if I was picked? So we have in Shlach, which is what we'll be writing in Eretz Yisrael this week, you have the 12 Miraklim. Okay, we know Yeshua and Kalev, they decided that, no, if Hashem's telling us this is where we should go, Hashem is right, they weren't going to rebel. And the other 10, you know, came up with, you know, some Cocker Spaniel excuse for why we shouldn't move to Israel, why Eretz Yisrael had its issues, and yada, yada, yada. And it's pointed out, these were 10 tzaddikim. They weren't, you know, 10 people with questionable judgment. They were 10 tzaddikim who, they strayed in their emunah. And you wonder, what would I have done? What would I have done if that was me? If it was me, if I had to go on the mission, I had to leave what I know, and I had to go to the unknown and the construction zones and the dust, and I'm walking and seeing the dust and literally seeing a construction zone. Mamish looking at one, the whole 9 yards. Well, what would I have done? What would I have done? And who knows? Who knows? Obviously, much different times then, as opposed to, you know, you can say that to a degree that applies today, but no, you're seeing people doing it. You know, you're seeing people, we see people come to Israel. It's not the same challenge as we're leaving actually to a land we don't know and all the uncertainty. And I think it's kind of humbling, and I guess we'll see what happens, but, you know, they're coming out, and even the liberal magazines are putting this out, that this past month in May, was the highest amount of people who've ever inquired about Aliyah in a month. And the amount of people that are planning on coming within the next year, you know, it's like astronomical, and they're going to have to continue to build and more. And to a degree, I feel, you know, that's answering the call. That's answering the call of, you know, we're living in so much uncertainty right now. You know, you can't know anything. We don't know, you know, the people who haven't seen their family in a structured way, or even possibly seen their family at all in 3 months, and who living in the same country, and people aren't going to work, and people aren't going to shul, and everything we know is totally being flipped upside down, and you have a mass level of uncertainty. And there's a lot of uncertainty to come to here. You know, we're not exactly, you know, a banging economy. And if people can't come into, if students can't come to Israel next year, that's going to very much hurt the economy. Not, you know, the Dinky Shanaf programs, but everything at large, which they do, and all the employees of all these places. A lot of uncertainty, but they're hearing the call. They're hearing the call that, I could have been one of the people. I could have been one of the people that said, and now the time, because what's so great for me in America, everything that I've known, everything that I've had in the past, it's not really there. It's not. And again, this is definitely not an Aliyah preaching. I don't know if I could. I wouldn't hear the call. I am very, very confident. And ironic, because I did ask her in 2018. Let's push it off to 2020. And she just knows. I don't think I'd be able to go now. I really don't. I would be too nervous, not knowing the jobs and everything. Getting there and not having schools. Like, I would really, really not know what to do. So I wouldn't hear the call. I don't think I would have heard the call. You know, I'll say I had it a lot easier. But it's about hearing the call. You know, Yeshua and Kalev most certainly did. And understood the obstacles, but understood the emes.